Welcome to Truth Matters Church. Visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this expository devotional from our study in Philippians, titled Share Your Joy. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. We left off with the Apostle Paul instructing believers to do all things without grumbling or disputing, and to live above reproach even among a wicked generation like ours. See Philippians 2, verses 14 to 16. He continues his exhortation by writing, "But even if I am poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all. You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me." That's Philippians 2, verses 17 to 18. As we've learned before, Paul's life after Christ was radically reshaped by suffering. We'll read a little more in Philippians chapter 3 about what he gave up to follow the Lord, and even more about his trials can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And as a reminder, Paul was in prison when he penned this very letter. He truly understood what it meant to sacrifice for the faith, and yet he continuously rejoiced. Paul makes a rather unique statement that he was being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of their faith. There's some pretty interesting history behind this, going back to the Old Testament. We first read of a drink offering in Scripture when God renamed Jacob to Israel in Genesis chapter 35. This was part of God's covenant with Israel and a foreshadow of the new covenant sealed when Christ shed his blood on the cross. We commemorate and celebrate this through the act of communion. See Luke 22, verse 20. And likewise, Paul was saying that he, through his suffering by the call of Christ, was being poured out as a sacrificial offering on behalf of the believers in Philippi and beyond. There is no doubt that living for Jesus Christ is costly. Here in the West, we really don't experience the weight of taking up our cross. Our persecution is no more than a paper cut compared to what many go through when they claim Christ as their Savior. It is possible that the lap of religious luxury we enjoy today might be taken away, and the cost to be a Christian may be our very lives. Or we may just have to go through painful trials, sicknesses, or some other tribulation that publicly tests our faith. In either case, we can lean on Paul's encouraging words right here that suffering may actually be for the benefit and the service of others, and like Paul, we can rejoice and find joy in that we have been found worthy to suffer for Christ. Reference Acts 5, verse 41. He says, "I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me." This is truly the summary of Paul's statement here. He didn't ask for pity or for someone to raise an appeal with Caesar. He simply asked the believers in Philippi to rejoice and to share their joy with him. And we must do likewise. In difficult seasons where life is uncertain, challenging, or even crushing, Scripture can be a great source of encouragement. It recenters our thoughts on heavenly things, getting our mind off of our current circumstances, and instead focusing it on the eternal. If you're going through one of those seasons right now, take heart. You're not alone, and you're traveling a very well-worn path. You may encounter trails of blood and tears along this very narrow path, but the end for the faithful is glory. We can look to Scriptures and our blessed Savior for comfort and peace, and even after 2,000 years, we can rejoice with our brother Paul. Let's close with this reassurance from the lips of our Lord. "In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." That's John 16, verse 33. We do appreciate you listening today, and we hope you enjoyed this expository-style devotional. For more biblical teaching, connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org, and have a blessed day.